Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Drop pass that led to a pick with Travis. Does that mean you think there's going to be a bigger performance on Sunday, or do you just think it is what it is?
Oh, from Travis? You know, so yeah. Here's the thing. It's really interesting. On his podcast, he seemed to suggest that he had a lot on his plate, as in, like, they use him a lot, he's being used a lot, and he's, I don't know, he wasn't making an excuse for his play.
Yeah,
to this point, he's played pretty well.
This was Mahomes asking about Travis Kelce's usage and if they're asking too much of him.
I honestly don't know. I mean, I know he wants to be out there at the end of the day. I mean, he wants to have the chance to make the plays happen, and he's made the plays happen for years. And so I don't feel like we asked for too much from him, but I mean, we asked for him to be out there and be himself and just be who he is. And I think that in itself is enough for us. And so I wouldn't. That's probably a question you can ask Trav, but I feel like he's in a good spot, and it's hard to get him off the field. I know that.
I could be wrong. I thought one of the blow-ups on the sideline, if you want to call it
was
that,
was
because he was mad that they weren't putting him in the game. Maybe I misread it.
That's how
I took it as well. Are they asking too much of him? No, I mean, I think
it's like the Salvador Perez problem.
Well, to me, it is just I want him on the field plenty. I think, though, I would like to see, now maybe this doesn't involve not using him as much, I would like to see Noah Gray more involved in the offense. I don't know if that necessarily means that it has to be taking Kelce off the field. I just think they could use Noah Gray when they're down on the wide receivers right now, have Noah Gray in the slot a little bit. I think we saw that actually at one point or twice in the game on Sunday against the Eagles. And then the pass was batted down. They actually had Noah Gray wide open, but unfortunately that was one of the batted passes from the Eagles front.
Look, because of the early part of the season, and because of the lack of wide receivers, they might not have a choice. I would like them to treat it the way we talk about Salvador Perez. For a huge chunk of the regular season, when Rashee Rice is back and Xavier Worthy is healthy, I would like them to pitch count Travis Kelce. And he's never done that at any point in any stage of his career. And I do think, Gold, to your point, it maybe does kind of piss him off a little when he is off the field in what he deems to be an important moment. And look, if it's third down, if it's third and goal, I don't want him off the field. But if it's first and 10 from the 35 and they want to run a couple snaps where Travis Kelce's not there, I'm okay with it. Not because I think he's downslid in his level of play, but because in the end, I still don't care about, I care about this game on Sunday because they forced me to, right? Because they made you care about a game because they've started 0-2. But meaningful football does not start for the Chiefs until December or January. And so if I think I can get the better version, I think, and I know that like everybody doesn't agree with me, and that's fine because he made a huge mistake on Sunday and he made a huge mistake in the game running into Worthy in the first game.
Two or three big ones, yep.
I think Travis Kelce looks like he's going to be a better football player this year than he was last year. I think that already, that's already showing up.
Yeah, as long as the mistakes don't continue, then I'm 100% with you. It's the mistakes can't happen, but if you're just saying the way he's moving when he's running his routes, I'll agree with you there. When he's moving and running the routes, it seems like he's a little bit more effective. But if mistakes are going to happen, then obviously it wipes that out. So hopefully that's just fluky stuff that we've seen 2 weeks in. The snap count thing is interesting, though, Cody, because last year going into the season before the Rice injury, the thought was that, hey, this is Rice's show now. The offense runs through him.
Yeah.
They're going to try to save Kelce for the playoffs. Well, Rice goes down. Then they were forced to overwork Kelce. His yards per catch were down, a career low, or at least low compared to, I don't know if it was a career low, other than in full season, yes, his rookie year might have been lower, but you get my point.
His rookie year was slightly lower.
Yeah. And this year, once again, they're without Rice. They were out Worthy for, you know, basically two games because Worthy was done three plays in of the week one game. And so have they been forced to do that more than they wanting to as well? I don't know if we'll ever get the real answer to that until hopefully Brown, Worthy, and Rice are all in the field together here in three or four, or I guess 4 or 5 weeks.
But doesn't it feel like the comp to the Salvador Perez stuff, like where you and I both know, Gold, and the numbers bear it. Salvador Perez plays better when he catches a little bit less. And at some point this year, the Royals didn't have that luxury because they didn't have enough offense. And Salvador Perez, much like Travis Kelce, doesn't like to play baseball when he's not catching. Not saying he hates DHing or whatever. He likes being behind the dish. He likes to catch. Travis Kelce likes being out there for every snap. But as a coach, there's got to be a balance between you tell the guy, hey, we're going to, instead of 100% of the snaps, which you've pretty much been your entire NFL career, we'd like you for like 80, 75, whatever the number is, right? I don't think he's ever put.
But you would have to agree, though, if you're telling me, and I agree with you, that he looks better, then right now while they're down multiple weapons, then he does need to be playing.
They might not have a choice right now, admittedly. I totally get that. But when they start getting everyone back, if we do get the thing that we said was a 20% chance at one point, the Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy are on a football field together at the same time with Travis Kelce, well, then you can't, especially because Jalen Royals is practicing. Maybe he's ready in a week.
It looks like Jalen Royals was a full participant. I mean, we'll hear from Andy at 1 o'clock. Is there a chance he's active?
Maybe. I think that there's still a chance they might slow walk it.
He was a full participant.
We'll get you back in Baltimore.
Worthy wasn't.
Yeah. They might just go with the vet in. That's tough to say.
What exactly did Travis say, Cody? Going back to
it's weird because, like, if you listen to the podcast, I think people took it as like he was complaining that he's got a lot on his plate and so, like, maybe too much on his plate. I didn't necessarily read it that way. The word for word on it's tough because he's reading it. Essentially, he's talking about his role on the team as it sits. That's why he was asked that question at the press conference.
Yeah.
Some people took it as Travis Kelce was being like, I got a lot going on. I think it's just like the whole offense for 2 years. I think some of this is going to this, where there was a long time in their careers where they read each other's mind. And there's been multiple moments of the last two seasons where it's been the opposite of that. And he says he's trying to think of multiple things. How do I say? How do I keep the depth? How do I read Patrick's mind so I can be open? I think he was making more that point, Drew. Not, I've got too much going on. I need to play less. I think he's just saying there's a lot of moving parts in this offense, and I'm a huge part of all of those moving parts, and that makes it hard to be perfect sometimes as an offense. Mm-hmm. And I took it more kind of in that way, I guess. It's tough. I just think like pitch counting him once Rashee is back is
so I looked as he played 77% of the snaps against the Eagles. He was higher than any wide receiver or tight end or other than offensive lineman in Mahomes.
I think he has to be right now, guys, while they're trying to get everybody that they thought was part of the plan available. And that maybe gets better this week if Worthy plays, we think he's going to. Barring a surprise later from Andy at 1 o'clock. And then of course we're still 4 weeks away or so. 5 weeks, I guess, from Rice being available for this team.
I wonder if this has to go into the last conversation that we just had to start the show, but someone on the text line saying, I'm tired of him saying I need to be better on his podcast. I think one of the things that maybe makes it seem like they're ready to play against Baltimore or Detroit is a game with no blowups on the sideline. You're locked in the whole time.
Well, that
you're
usually not comes with mistakes. Playing a good football game.
You know, you're locked in. You're not making mistakes because it feels like in both games, something has happened, and it with previous years, I don't know if it's more patience or just the fact that they've been losing these close games, there's a sense of urgency that's there or like a panic almost that's happening. It feels like in watching these two games where they're not melting down necessarily, but there's a lot of panic going on, and it's not like the cool, calm collectiveness that we see that we have seen from this team over the last number of years.
Yeah, like I don't think any of us other than know the exact answer. I don't think they're panicking. I think there's clearly visible frustration like that's happening.
Yeah,
it's
more obvious.
I don't know if they're panicking, but there's frustration. Look, I mean, it sounds crazy, but they haven't won a football game since like mid-January. Now, I understand the long offseason, but my point is like for them, right, it's been a while since they won
a
football game.
That's a lot longer than they are accustomed to.
I mean, if you're Travis Kelce, you haven't gone through, you haven't waited this many months to win a football game ever?
I mean, certainly they started 1-5.
Okay, so 2014 or whatever it was, whatever year that was.
That
right?
might be the
okay.
Answer?
So that's over 10 years. Yeah. I mean, that's why I think it's not something they've experienced very often.
I also think sometimes we're just like delusional in the sense that Travis Kelce didn't always play with emotion. We just didn't care when they were winning. This is generally speaking who he has been as a player. My thing is that it seemed like the whole team was frustrated in the last game, and they were all collectively showing frustration, which is not something I'm used to. The players who typically play with emotion, Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, the Jones one, the only one that bothered me was the end of the game, where I don't think you should talk trash against someone you're losing, actively getting ready to lose.
He was still talking on the sidelines. There was another video that came out. I don't know if you saw that one. Yeah, it seems like he's been more vocal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.